Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with the Democratic presidential nomination still very much undecided, we'll keep speaking to supporters of Clinton and Obama as these campaigns roll along and covering the issues, even now that the primaries in our area have come and gone. On Tuesday, we'll have Clinton supporter Madeleine Albright among our guests, and we begin this hour with the 2004 Democratic nominee for president, John Kerry, who is now supporting Obama. We spoke on tape on Tuesday. I asked John Kerry about Obama's postpartisan positioning and why he thinks Obama can succeed at reaching out to Republicans any more than the Clintons did. They built their political rise in the 90s on ending welfare as we knew it, that abortion should be rare, closing the budget deficit, embracing NAFTA, all nods to the Republicans, but they just got vilified by Republican leaders at every turn. So I asked Senator Kerry, why would Obama's postpartisanship be received any better?
For a number of reasons. One, you had Newt Gingrich and an attitude that was unfortunate about confrontation, and it brought them defeat.
You think today's ultimately Republican leadership is any softer than that?
I think that today we have a Congress controlled by the Democrats, and it's going to grow. I think that that's the whole purpose of this election, is to create a larger mandate for change. We started in 2006, and I believe that Barack Obama is going to have a very, very different playing field. Moreover, you know, Bill Clinton started out with a Democratic Congress.
That's right.
And they lost it. And then
they lost it over health care. So when Obama proposes universal health care of his kind, why won't Mitch McConnell or anyone else turn around and say, well, there's Obama, just another socialist?
I'll tell you why. Because the program is a market-based program, which is very smart. It doesn't rely on the government to make things happen. It relies on the marketplace. It's right up the alley of business. They love it. They do love it. And in fact, I didn't sign on to Hillary's program back in 1994, even though my colleague did, because I did think it had problems and was overly complicated and so forth. I worked with Bill Bradley and Bob Dole and Bob Packwood and a group of people, a moderate sort of center, to put together an alternative plan, which was shot down.
So
we would have had all Americans covered if that plan had been accepted back in 1993. It wasn't. And so we move on.
Senator Kerry, let's look ahead, regardless of who the nominee is on the Democratic side. What lessons, as the nominee in 2004, would you impart to them to run against, presumably, John McCain?
Well, I think you got to leave no constituency addressed. And I think that, you know, to some degree, we were very handicapped in 2004, partly by the fact that the war was fresh in people's minds and there was not the kind of mood for change you have today. But more importantly, we were under the federal financing restrictions. We couldn't spend money in every state to advertise and answer some of what was thrown at us. This time, Barack Obama is outside the federal financing limits, which is a smart decision based on that lesson. And we're going to have the ability to raise grassroots money and to control the message from the campaign itself. That's an enormous advantage to answering the attacks and the lies and smears, which are sure to come. So I think that he's in a much better position. The mood is different in the country. When I ran, the president was at 50% in popularity. Now he's at 20-something. And the people who have embraced his policies for the last 4.5 years are going to have to answer for them. So I think we're very, very well positioned to win.
How do you run against Senator McCain, given his character and his own bipartisanship? You worked on Vietnamese normalization with him. He defended you against the Swift voting, even though you were the nominee from the other party. How do you run against that?
You run against that by making sure people understand the choice. John McCain is a friend of mine, and I admire and respect him. But John McCain, regrettably, has supported some policies and believes in some policies that just don't make sense for the country. In fact, the Republicans, in my judgment, have led America to the weakest foreign policy we've had in years. They have weakened our position in the world. They have weakened us with respect to Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Hamas, Hezbollah, Israel's more fragile. I mean, all of those issues. There's an enormous opening for change, I believe. Moreover, you know, I think that, you know, John McCain has supported tax policies and economic policies and even some environmental policies that don't make sense for the country. So I think we're going to be able to draw those lines on the future. And nobody's going to take John or question his character. We all understand who he is. I admire it. I've called him one of the most courageous people I know, and I'm full of admiration for it. But the fact is, America wants to move in a different direction.
John Kerry with me there on Tuesday. I also threw in one other question for the senator from Massachusetts. As the New York Giants ticker tape parade was about to begin that morning, was there anything he wanted to say to the boys who beat his Patriots?
Yeah, they played a hell of a game, and they deserved to win. They outplayed the Patriots, and I give them great credit. Eli Manning held that together in the end. That drive was incredible. He escaped that sack. He threw that pass. It was caught. An incredible catch on the helmet. It'll go down as one of the great plays in football history. A great drive at the end with all the pressure in the world. And they stood up to it. And I thought their defense was just ferocious. I mean, they pressured Brady like he hadn't been pressured all year. They earned it. And people have a right to have a good parade today. It was a great game. No dishonor. They just came out and fought hard and earned it.
All right. Clinton or Obama will have to practice the political equivalent of that helmet catch.
Well, we'll be interested to see what that is. Maybe it's California. Let's see what happens.
Senator John Kerry, thanks a lot.
Take care.